Oh, no problem. I love playing mom. So yeah, I'm gonna miss y'all on the station. Like, the first show of the semester was just the three of us, and it was so quiet, and like, you know,
y'all can come hang out when you want to do like a midnight show and not like a 4 a.m. show. This is gonna be early.
Yeah, this is gonna be early for sure. So yeah, just come, don't be a stranger. Yeah. Come
visit the Existential Crisis Radio Hour.
Infinite Edition.
All your existential crisis needs.
Yeah, and the next show has arrived. So that's it for us.
Wow, they have a lot of people too. Oh, do you have trainees?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind. They just have a lot of people. So thank you for joining us, trainees. And we send you off into the world to do your best work.
Wow. To fail this test.
Yeah, should I play, what's it called? The graduation song?
No. Don't dun, do that. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, I know what you're talking about, but, like, don't.
Is it Pomp and Circumstance?
That.
Also, our mics are still on.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
The morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Hello, you are tuned into The Boys
Making
Noise
on WMFO in Medford. And that last voice you heard was a Mr.
Lou. Louis Brown, colloquially known as Lou, as you heard. Interested in the craft of making noise, performing it, having it made.
Yes, Lou is our apprentice on
having
the show.
Having it being done.
Glad to have you. Hope.
I'm happy to be here where the noises are made and then they can be sounded. And then the people can hear the noises that we make.
Noise is really only noise if it's heard. Otherwise, it's nothing.
If a boy makes noise in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, did he still make noise?
Ponder that one, listeners.
Ponderosa's Steakhouse is a fine establishment, serving all of your best Salisbury steaks, different sides, melanges of corn and beans.
Ponderosa pine is, I believe, a type of tree and a rather firm one, stocky in its make.
Speaking of firm, this is young Fern over here.
What's that?
Was that young Firm?
Young Firm.
Young Firm Fern. That's me.
He's an attorney.
Specializing in plant malpractice.
Oh. All right. Well, so do we have a theme tonight? I'm not sure if we do.
I think there was some talk about doing rainy day songs, but not all of mine are rainy day songs.
Okay. Well, do you want to take it away with a couple of rainy day things? To start us off, we had Otis Redding was sitting on the dock of the bay. That was off of my beloved Take It Easy 45 record at home that was ripped off. Used to start off every morning for about a year with that album. In the background here we've got some King Tubby with Turntable Dub. Yeah, Jordan, you gonna take it away?
Yeah, hold on, give me 1 sec.
Yeah, plenty of time, we can keep talking.
Okay.
If a king tubs his rub in a forest and there's no one around to dub it,
is it really robbery?
Then who was the phone?
Okay. I have a quick question, if you don't mind, actually.
Yeah, what's up?
For Louis, since you're our guest here tonight.
Lou, please.
Lou? Excuse me. Mr. Lou.
Don't laugh.
I'm tired of this one. Jordan.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Would you say that on occasion, do you rub-a-dub-dub relaxing in the tub?
I gotta say, I used to be a big bath guy.
Mm-hmm.
With time, with age, with maturity, I lost my touch for it. I don't know how to do it anymore.
What's the problem?
The water just gets filthier and filthier, and I get no cleaner.
Hmm. Is it a problem of suds? Because I find suds are where most people go wrong with bathtubs. I'm no expert, but suds tend to be the difference between a good bath and a bath.
That's true. You know, I sometimes feel that I'll come down with a case of the suds. Mm. If I soak too long, I'll turn into first a grape and then a raisin. And then the soap pores within me will open up and expunge.
And you fall into a deep, deep sudness.
A sudden sudness.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks for helping us learn a little bit about you. Jordan, do you have anything to say about suds? Oh, sorry.
Please enjoy this this subtle tune.
Oh wait, hold on. You gotta plug into that one.
Never thanked me.
Alright, I'm ready.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Alright, roll it.
Thank you. bleeding through my eye socket. I fight it off, but I just keep seeing your face. And it came from the heart, went straight through the jugular. We'll be right back.
Well, here we are.
You feel that? It's the moisture of the rainforest. It's
a little muggy out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought these machetes to cut through this thick forestry.
Doesn't take much physical effort, though. That was a baby.
Who brought him?
What? Where are we? Where's this? Are those birds? Or is that a baby?
Maybe monkey?
It's a tree baby.
Did we cross species? Is this rainforest in the year 2840?
Did we stumble upon like a tribal burial ground?
That's bad luck.
Yeah.
Seen Poltergeist?
I haven't, but is that the one with the Native American burial ground?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's started raining.
I think we're near the Babbling Brook.
Oh, wow.
Or is it raining? No, it's raining.
We can't even feel it, though, because we're underneath all that canopy.
Mm-hmm.
Thick. Muggy.
Wow, what a place.
Some big bugs out. They're so big, you can't even...
If you guys lived in the rainforest, what level would you live on? You know, like what level of the canopy?
Canopy.
Or I guess not canopy, but you know, like you can live on the floor,
mm-hmm.
like on the ground. You can live like in the mid section, or like at the very top.
The canopy, I think, up top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go for the mid.
Mid.
You still get the shade,
that's
but
nice,
you're not
yeah.
dealing with all those floor critters
around
the mud and the muck.
Mm-hmm.
Mid is where it's at.
Some toucans, maybe. I don't really know. Never been in the rainforest before.
Until now, yeah. First time for all of us, actually. I think.
Yeah.
Have you've been in the you've been in the rainforest? Which rainforest?
In Guatemala.
Wow.
Is this similar or is this?
Yeah. It's really hot. You just instantly start sweating.
I feel that right this second.
Yeah, I smell that right this second.
I'm
sorry.
No, I mean, it's all of us.
Don't thank me. Don't apologize.
Do you hear those tweeters making tweets?
I feel like it's slowly morphed from full baby into full bird.
Yeah.
Actually, not slowly at all. It was very fast, mm-hmm. considering.
Yeah. From baby to bird.
Sounds like a Broadway or an off-Broadway musical.
Yeah. And they'd have a lot of fog machines in that production, I would assume.
Oh yeah. Like in the rainforest.
Yeah. Like it just starts out with the baby and then there's like a lot of fog and then the fog clears and then there's a bird and then it's interlude or it's intermission.
So it's also a short film from Europe.
It's got a lot of parts though. I don't know. These are just ideas.
This is very nouveau art. You know, it looks like young Firm here is wearing a bit of the rainforest with him.
I blend right in.
Is that carnivorous?
Is what carnivorous?
Your shirt.
Yes. We got some pine cones, some Norway spruce, maybe.
Shouldn't be walking around with that. You know, you're supposed to take only pictures and leave only footprints.
Right. Leave no trace ethic.
Only.
Should we talk about what we've played while we're here in the forest?
Yeah.
So,
it'd be a good time to.
Tell them.
So, let's see. Have we announced anything yet?
I don't think we have. No.
So I played Otis Redding and then King Tubby in the Observer All-Stars. And then Jordan played...
It Came From the Heart by Step Panther, followed by Gold Sounds by Pavement.
And I played Deeper Into Movies by Yola Tango.
Yeah, I heard they put on a really good live show. I've never seen them, but...
I have seen them.
Yeah?
And they did put on a pretty good live show, yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's some, like... cool guitar antics going on, like behind the head and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean it depends on the sort of set. I saw them on the they were touring Fade.
Oh, okay.
Their think it's their most recent, which is a little more toned down. But yeah, he's got some crazy like noisy guitar stuff going on in some videos that I've seen.
Cool. And then I played Wave of Mutilation by Pixies off of Doolittle. And then Conan Moccasin's song Unicorn in Uniform off of Forever Dolphin Love. We're currently in a tropical rainforest. You're tuned into WMFO in Medford, and this is the boys
making
noise.
Who would like to play music?
I got some.
You ready?
Ready.
You plugged in and stuff?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, here we go. Do you want to announce it post?
Yeah.
All right.
through the crowd and the cops to allow past that center mall. To allow past that sickening crawl, out past that fence in gold. And maybe he lost control. We'll be right back.
Perhaps another time and maybe another place could ease my mind. Will never see your face or heard about you. But now you call my name and your reality, though it's hard to explain, I know I'll never be without you.
You know what time it is. It's PSA time. This one's brought to you from Somerville Cares. You thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you're a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail.
Wow.
You don't want that. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillemassachusetts.gov.
/snacks.
That's right, people.
Thanks, Jordan. Speaking of snacks, do you like them?
Love them.
Big fan. Yeah, big snack guy.
Me too, yeah.
I like meals and snacks, actually. I'm not super discriminate.
Yeah, yeah.
What about like 4 p.m. snack time?
Real thing.
It's the
real
best thing. Time of the day.
Tea time, snack time. Mm-hmm. Coffee and something good.
Nature Valley granola bar.
Mm-hmm. I like meal snacks where you take something that would be a meal, but you make it in a very small portion as a snack. You know what I mean?
Like a chicken breast?
Yeah, or like a meatball and then 2 linguine.
You know, I always thought that the problem with the... the Lay's slogan... Or, no... Is it Lay's or Pringles?
That got me.
That you can't have just one?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that Pringles? It's true for Pringles.
I think that they went wrong because that should have just been about meatballs.
It's true.
You've never had one meatball. Can you name a time you have?
You never just make one meatball, though. I mean, I guess unless you're Isaac at snack time. But.
No, I make them in bulk, but then they're like my snack time meatballs and I just eat one a day. Meatballs keep for much longer than people say. You just kind of set them out like on your, what's that area called above your fireplace? Your mantelpiece. You just set your meatballs on your mantelpiece. They keep pretty well, actually. They collect a little dust, you just blow it off.
Double use as a decorative piece and food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have like one of those pill containers that has like each day of the week on it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like a...
Yeah,
just with the meatball in it.
Yeah, Monday
meat and 2 linguine.
Yeah, yeah. Monday meatballs always taste best though, because I do my cooking on Sundays, but also Monday.
So they haven't gone rotten yet.
That's right. Yeah. By the next Sunday.
Not that they get bad. Just
no.
Just a little rotten.
Something like that. Some might call it ripe, even. All right. Well, so in the background you heard Twami with the song Plant. I guess it was a piece, not a song, because there wasn't vocals. There weren't. Yeah. And then Jay Dilla with Two Can Win off of Donuts. And then before that, we heard, I don't remember what the last thing was that we announced.
I didn't announce my songs.
Okay, go for it.
Light Pollution by Bright Eyes. And before that, it was Mud by Alex G. A video just came out for that song. I watched it in the Campus Center on Wednesday. Actually shed real tears. So you should watch it. It's not a sad video. I don't know what was wrong with me. I just was feeling very emotional.
It's very college 2016 of you.
Yeah.
Is there a certain moment in the video that really kicked it off for you?
There was a scene where they were like out by a creek and it was raining and there was a really cute dog. And it just looked like a lot of fun, and I was like, shit, I was just like, crap, I wish I was doing that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I, a moment in recognition of dogs, they exist.
True.
They bring me to tears.
You forget.
I started crying when we were in the commons, and we saw the common, not the commons.
Oh.
Thankfully. And we saw those dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't have a dog, you should go to the Boston Common. On a weekend afternoon. I mean, it's nice out.
Hordes of puppies. Hordes.
You can't stick around too long because you'll get bad looks.
Yeah. Wow.
It's hazardous.
Can we do puppies on 3?
1, 2. Puppies on 3.
All right, we got plenty more music coming your way. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Boys
Making
Noise
on WMFO 91.5 FM radio
station
Freeform.
Tufts.
Bedford.
Boys.
Boston.
Live Your Dreams.
Making.
Gandalf.
Noise.
Freudian.
Have you ever sat on a thumbtack? No, me either.
What you gonna do?
Have you ever seen Cops?
The show or the...
The genre of people. The genre of people.
Yeah. You ever seen a cop?
We were talking about what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Oh, we should play that.
That's so weird that they start off the show Cops with a reggae song.
Yeah, I have thought about that. Actually.
That's a very strange choice.
You know, my friend has noticed that there are a number of cities that recur in Cops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First and foremost is Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm. Go yeah. Panthers?
You tell me.
I don't know. Panthers? Yeah, yeah, go Panthers.
I feel like Reno, Nevada, probably.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Little Rock, Arkansas.
I got to go to Reno. I enjoyed it. I didn't spend a lot of time there, but it's surrounded by beautiful mountains, and I did not kill a man in Reno just to watch him die. But I did kill a man in Reno. Yeah.
Hey, don't say that on air. Did you win big?
Yeah, I won big.
Killing a man is the biggest one can win.
That's right.
He gets away with it.
For those wondering, success is murder. Anyways. That's not true.
It's not. Love your neighbor.
I was about to say that.
Beat you to it.
You gonna play some music?
I got one.
Whatever happened to Love Thy Neighbor?
Love Thy Neighbor on three. One, two, three.
Love Thy Neighbor.
Love.
Let me play my song.
All right, roll it. Sorry to talk over this, but we got a few things to say. Just make sure everyone knows what they heard so far. So I announced some stuff. I played Gandalf. That's the name of the band and the name of the album with the song Me About You. It's an interesting album. Should I say it or is it not worth it anymore?
You should.
So this was a band that was shown to me by my friend Virginia, and I just recently did some reading about them.
Not to state.
That's true, the person. So Gandalf had an album that came out in 1968, psychedelic rock group, and it was released by Capitol Records, but they accidentally put the wrong record in the sleeve and then had to recall it. And then as far as I know, they never actually released the real record until 2002, and that was released by a different company that reissued it. So Capitol Records basically just put out their record, but it was the right shell and the wrong record, so just happy that their music got out there, you know.
Do you know what the record was that was released in its stead?
No, I don't know, but that I wonder what it was.
1968.
Yeah.
Could have been anything.
Could have been a lot of different things. Hopefully it was like really late Frank Sinatra or something like that. I think he's on Capitol. I don't know what I'm talking about, but anyways, yeah. So, but then other people played great music. Would you like to say what you played?
Yeah, before that, I believe we heard Beach House with Norway.
Yeah.
Also not the state or the nation state, as it may be.
True.
But the song.
There you go.
And before that?
Was it something I played?
Yeah, it was Bright Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've heard that.
Yeah, I announced that already.
You already announced Bright Eyes with the song Light Pollution off the album Digital Ash in a Digital Urn. You already announced that?
I did.
Cool. What's the label?
Saddle Creek.
Now you know.
2005.
That's his own label.
Yeah.
Now you know, Greater Boston Area.
All right. Do you want to spin one more? Sounds like that one's done.
Yeah.
Do you have another thing?
I'll just let it roll.
Just let it roll. Okay. Stick around. There's a good show coming up next. Looks like we have siblings in the house. Oh, wow. All right.
Uncanny. Wow,
that's crazy.
Stay tuned.
Heimlich.
There are multiple people of similar bloods. So there you go. Thanks for tuning in. Any
this
last words?
This has been Boys
Making
Noise.